The rood screen, the monumental enclosure topped by a gallery, closes off the liturgical choir from the nave. The rood loft is supported by four fluted columns. The ceiling is made up of vaults divided into caissons, separating the ribs arcing down onto bracket consoles and pendant keystones. In the wood panelling on either side of the doors into the choir, two altarpieces have survived from altars that were removed when the liturgical reforms of the Council of Trent were implemented. The one on the right was the parish church altar. The altarpiece is that of Our Lady. The central niche contains a Madonna and child. To her right is St. John the Baptist, and on her left, St. Genevieve holding a candle. The devil is trying to blow out the candle with a bellows, while an angel protects the flame by pushing the devil away. The left-hand panels have also survived. These belong to the former altar of the Guilt of Saint Bertrand. The saint is flanked by St. Roch and St. Sebastian. They're painted, and the original colours tell us what the painting of the high altarpiece, which we'll be seeing later, must have been like before it was clumsily repainted in the 19th century. The front of the rood screen addresses the faithful, as it replaces the apse, whose traditional role it was designed to play. The rood loft features a Latin dedication that you can see if you step back a little. It reads, "The generous Lord Jean de Mauléon, bishop of this diocese of Comminges, raised the choir in which he celebrated the office of the birth of our Lord in the year 1535. Above this, the balustrade is underscored by figures of male and female saints standing in scalloped niches on either side of God the Father and Christ in the centre. Among the saints you may recognise, next to God the Father, St. Peter with his keys and St. John the Evangelist. Next to the Christ figure is St. Paul with his usual sword attribute, and St. John the Baptist with a cross and a lamb."